For many years now, some people who trick-or-treat at Halloween aren't just collecting candy, they're also collecting money in little cardboard boxes. Trick-or-treat for UNICEF is what it's called. On its 60th anniversary, the United Nations Children's Fund is unveiling an iPhone application, and the family who had the original idea is still talking it up. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
A few years after World War II ended, Mary Emma Allison, the wife of a Presbyterian minister, came upon a UNICEF parade in downtown Philadelphia with a live cow, children dressed in costumes from many lands, and a banner saying 1 cent will buy 20 glasses of milk. It gave her the idea of collecting for UNICEF on Halloween. Mickey Allison, now in her 60s, remembers that her mother, a teacher, would take those small empty cartons of milk.
When the kids finished with them at school, she would bring them home and we washed them in soapy water and we put an orange armband around it and then it progressed into the orange boxes.
The idea caught on after Reverend Clyde Allison published an article in a church newsletter. The Allison children went out every Halloween. Monroe Allison and his sister Mary Jean remember their father telling them that a penny represented so many glasses of milk, so many vaccines, so many mosquito nets. And as he went trick-or-treating, Monroe Allison would think,
that's the penny for the milk. Now I have to collect for the vaccination.
We understood that a dime fed a lot of children.
Trick-or-treat for UNICEF has raised more than $160 million overall. It funds children's health care, nutrition, education in over 150 countries and territories. Over the years, it has been promoted by scores of celebrities and featured on television shows ranging from Bewitched to Lassie.
Trick-or-treat! Trick-or-treat for UNICEF!
Donations rose for the first 25 years, then they leveled off at a little more than $2 million a year. One problem was confusion in the minds of the public between UNICEF and UNESCO. The United States left UNESCO in 1984, saying the UN agency was beholden to the Soviet bloc and angry that it had condemned Zionism as equivalent to racism. The U.S. rejoined UNESCO in 2003, but to this day, teachers often come across parents who say UNICEF is unfriendly to Israel, and they have to explain to them that they are confusing two organizations. Kenny Scoop is Director of Public Relations for the U.S. Fund for UNICEF.
There were some years where it was pretty stagnant. It's definitely picked up.
The program is now taking in a little over $4 million a year. Most of the collections come from 10 big states, including California, New York, and Texas. About 2.6 million kids and teens participated last year. Lucy Rubin has been organizing trick-or-treat for UNICEF for years at PS3, a public school in Greenwich Village. The most important thing, she says, is teaching kids about social responsibility.
And then we have to take care of each other. That's why we're on the earth.
Rubin would do things like take the kids to the stock exchange.
They walked around to all the brokers and everything, and they got really a lot of money, like $4,000 in an hour.
She was sitting around with fifth graders Zoe Tepper, Lila Coley, and Zeke Fine.
It's really amazing what you can do with $4,000. You could save a lot of kids.
Usually, I go on the bus home. Just if I walk in with my box, people, I don't even have to ask. They just put money in.
Of course, most children who will take those orange boxes out this Sunday will simply go to their neighbors, as children have done for six decades.
It's trick or treat for UNICEF. That's why we rang your bell.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.